though.
But anyways, good evening and thank you for tuning in to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 51. One more than 50, one less than 52, and 10 less than 61.
My grandpa's older than 51.
But anyways, this is your host, Tommy.
And this is your other host, who's way better at talking, Squid Reno, right here.
His name is Avery. But before we get into that, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Johnny's Poorhouse at 10936 Sheridan Road.
It's an S that looks like a Z.
Well, who cares what it is? It's not my business. Yeah, but they support the podcast, and I support their kitchen, their shrimp. Yep. Fish fry. Yep. Burgers. Yep. Chicken sandwich.
What?
It's all good.
What?
What? Get down to Johnny's.
Get down.
Get some food.
Get down, girl. Go ahead.
Delicious.
Get down, girl.
For the drinks. Hey,
get down.
The current temperature is 55.
Boo!
And over the past few days, you probably noticed the temperature has not made you sweat recently.
Well, yeah, it's been a little bit chilly outside.
Fall is coming.
Yeah.
You know, October starts next week.
It's going to be fall.
It's going to be fall. So, you know, tonight, to kind of break the seltzer kick, I was at the store looking for things for us to drink, and I found the Lining Kugels Lodge Pack.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fall forward except for one of the beers.
Yeah.
So in this pack, you have the Juicy Pear, you have the Lemon Haze IPA, the Harvest Wheat, I think it's called, but it might have a different name, but we'll get to that later.
We'll find out soon enough.
And then their winter release beer, which I think is coming a little early in September, is the Snowdrift Vanilla Porter. I don't know if you ever had that.
But it's Wisconsin, so it's going to be like one week of fall.
3 weeks of fall. And then
a whole 8 months of winter.
It's going to be snowing in October.
You're going to have to trick or treat with your jacket on. No slutty outfits this year, ladies. Or you'll get frostbite.
Yep, and you don't want that.
Probably.
First, our juicy peach. We're going to pour them up. That sounds good. Oh, God. It's going to bubble over. Why did I think that was a good idea?
This can sucks. It's dripping.
Okay, well, maybe pour it like... You opened it wrong. You opened it wrong.
How did I open it wrong?
You got beer on my... Go get a rag. Go get a paper towel. Look at my nice table.
Nice table.
Go! What is wrong with you? Who taught you to pour a beer?
I'm working on it.
I have to be honest. I've had this beer before. It's not... Unless you really like
peach. The
peach flavor, it's not that good of a beer. But it's developed quite a nice head.
Can't... pour out of the can, right?
Well, maybe if you could just open it like a normal lad.
I did.
No, look at that. Now it's open. And now I'll pour better.
Okay, sure.
Almost heaven. Peach, Lining Kugel. It's taking a long time to pour because it's developing a thick, foamy head.
How is this a fall beer, though? Like, when I think peach, I don't think fall.
What do you think? Because I don't think summer.
You don't think summer? I think a nice
unless you're maybe
spring
you
break
Georgia.
Holiday. Where you're down south and you're having a pina colada.
No, pina colada is a peach.
Peach.
Lining Kugel's Juicy Peach is a refreshing and easy drinking beer that balances delicious sweetness from natural peach juice with subtle tart notes. This approachable, thirst quenching beer is packed with flavor and sure to please your palate with its smooth finish. The Lining Kugel family.
Mm.
So you take a sip and I'm going to try to finish pouring mine. Ah, it's definitely a peach beer.
Yeah, there's peach in there.
Yeah, it's very peach forward.
They are not lying when they say there's
it's
peach.
It's not bad.
There. It's fine.
It's the flavor. This reminds you more of fall than summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
I taste cardamom.
You know what it reminds me of? And maybe that's just because like that was the first
pina
thing.
Colada.
No,
you dumbass.
No, a peach cobbler at Pizza Ranch. The peach cactus breath. Because that's also peach flavored, very much so.
Well, it's got peach. Well, this probably has peaches in it, too, though.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, tell me about your weekend. Get to it. Because I'm going to have a long weekend recap.
Yeah, he's going to have a long one.
Long.
Weekend.
Long.
Weekend.
Long. Go ahead.
So Friday night, you know, I got to do something, right? Can't be at home being lame. So it was Harvest Fest in Milwaukee, which is like the state fair.
Hey, did you see any cool equipment there? But don't say who put it there.
Actually, I couldn't find it.
There was 20 of them.
I couldn't find them. But I really wasn't looking that hard. Went to see a couple bands, had a couple drinks, then went down to one of my favorite bars downtown. not Howl at the Moon.
Howl at the Moon.
Camp Bar. Camp Bar is
one
of the most Wisconsin-y bars for sure. It's like an up north bar, but downtown. A lot more college kids there than I expected, which is, I guess I've always gone on off times, but there were a lot of people like closer to my age than I thought.
Did you live there?
Yes.
Okay. I want to go there with you soon.
Okay. Sure.
We'll maybe the 22nd of this month.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
This should be fun. Yeah, it should be fun. So
22nd of next month.
It's yeah. I gotcha.
Wake me up on September end, so it's coming up.
Yeah. You can finally wake him up.
Woo!
He's so tired.
He's so rested.
Yeah.
Go on. I'm sorry.
So yeah, we did that. Went home in a reasonable time. Woke up, and it's fall time. I said this a couple episodes ago. I mean, it's hiking time. Did a 9-mile hike on the Nordic Loop. Got to some pretty cool pictures, and was a really good physical push. You know, by the end of it, I was really, really struggling to finish it. I've been walking for
a few hours.
5 hours, yeah. Damn near. And it was a lot. And then went to Waukesha, celebrated a friend's birthday, and then came back on Sunday, watched a couple games, made some food that was,
what'd you make?
Not my best work, but it was
sometimes
okay.
Sometimes make good stuff, sometimes I don't.
I did so I did a cream cheese chili dip.
That sounds good.
It was good. The only issue was usually I use cheddar and that melts better, and
cheddar is better.
I didn't have cheddar, so I had to use like a taco mix, and that didn't do as well. That didn't melt as well. It kind of has an off taste.
What's wrong with you?
I also made chicken wings.
Were they good?
Yeah.
Sauce?
I did the Buffalo Wild Wings Asian thing on them.
I like that.
That's good.
I like that more on like other things than chicken, though. But go on.
I keep interrupting you. It does. Well, you know, you just make that. Pop those in the air fryer, and you're good to go. No problems.
Were they fire?
I enjoyed them. I think I needed to season them more. That was kind of the thing. It's like, these are my first time making these things, so the seasoning's not 100% yet. So I had to work on that a little bit. The last thing I made was, those like little wheels of cheese that you can buy at the store. I forget who they're by.
The Baby Bell?
Yeah, Baby Bell.
I'm so smart.
You do those. You coat them in egg, then flour, and then coat them in egg again. And you're supposed
to try that.
You're supposed to do crushed up Doritos with it. But I think I had too much flour and not enough Doritos. So they really just tasted not like anything. Like the cheese was still there, the nice, you know, cheesy.
I've seen cheese. Those videos. Yeah. I would not use flour and Doritos. I would just crush up Doritos enough to.
The water or the flour still keeps it all together. It still holds on to all that for sure. I would use less. So what happened was like you mixed the Doritos with some flour and that's kind of your second coating. That was just a little too much. But if I do, I think just like a really fine Dorito with one original base of flour, just so the cheese doesn't burst out of its coating, that would work out fine too. And then, just kind of chilled, went to bed and then went to work today. And that's been my weekend recap. Thank you for listening.
Well, thanks, you guys. That's another episode of Four Beers. I'm just kidding.
I'm really going to go. This is going to be a short one.
My weekend started Thursday morning.
Why?
I took off 2 days of work.
That's not a Friday.
Oh, geez. My phone is ringing. Should I answer this?
Who could it be?
I will send them to voicemail because I do not know the number. And we're kind of doing a podcast right now.
They might ask about your car's extended warranty.
Here we go. Hello? Hello?
Hi, my name is John, and I'm calling from Insurance Services. And the reason for
John,
is because we partnered with the...
John, let me stop you right there. Is this about my car insurance?
Yeah,
I'm going to have to pass. I don't think you guys can insure my vehicle.
If we could get you a better deal than what you're paying currently for your auto insurance, would you consider switching?
Well, I have a question for you. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
I drive a 1957 Pontiac. Do you have a policy for that?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Okay, and how many vehicles in total do you have in your household?
Like 6.
Okay. What is your zip code?
No, creeper. You have a good night.
There he goes.
That was a robot.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but he was holding the conversation.
That was a little too close. That's a little spooky.
And he wanted my zip code.
Excuse me?
Yeah,
excuse me?
I think I did a good job with the anti-sale.
I would have just said, I drive.
I would have said 9.
I drive the bus. I'm a bus driver.
I would have said, you're telling me you can insure my invisible boat mobile?
Yeah. You can tell.
And he would go,
yes.
Yes. How many cars do you have?
100%.
Anyways.
What's your mom look like?
Dude. Anyways. My weekend started Thursday morning, yep. Hopping in a car and driving down to Oxford, Mississippi, to the University of Mississippi. Ole Miss. If you ever seen The Blind Side, that's where Michael Orr attended school.
Mm-hmm.
And Eli
mm-hmm.
Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Him
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
There's an Eli Manning way there, and the speed limit's 10 because that was jersey number. So about 20 minutes later, I'm like, what if his jersey number was 99?
Then he wouldn't be.
There'd be a lot of fatalities.
He wouldn't be
campus.
A quarterback, though.
I think you missed my joke a little bit.
No, I get the joke.
But like, or any, okay, whatever. What if it was one?
Huh?
1 mile an hour. Same way.
It's like you're not going that
No,
fast.
Not really. But yeah, anyways, went down there to see my cousin Emily. She attends school there.
Why?
She's part of a sorority.
Why?
I can't tell you what it's called. The only thing Why? I know is they all said I was super handsome.
Sure.
Whatever that means.
Probably just a friend.
No, not handsome as a friend. You know me. Wow. So yeah, got down there Thursday. Said hey, went downtown for an awesome dinner. Checked out some bars. Mississippi bars do not stack to Wisconsin bars, but that's. Can you really be surprised though?
No.
Woke up Friday. Had some biscuits and gravy.
What?
They were fire.
Why?
We went and toured the campus a little bit with my cousin Am.
Why?
Then I went to the gas station to buy beer because in Mississippi you cannot buy beer and liquor under the same roof. They are Correct. Divided.
There's ABC stores.
Yeah, already been chewed.
Why?
Anything but cold beer.
Why?
Yeah. From there, we got dressed up a little bit. By the way, I was working all of Thursday and Friday. You probably noticed that a little bit. Should not have been. If my manager's listening, you owe me 2 vacation days. But anyways, we got all dolled up and had some family portraits done at this historic park. Well, ask me what it's historic for.
What is it historic for?
I don't know. They didn't tell me. They just told me it was... So, oddly enough, it's the second time in the Four Beers, No Fears history.
Mm.
We had a technical difficulty
Ooh.
Where basically my story cut off
mm-hmm.
about my weekend.
Yeah, had a great weekend.
And you guys missed the draft of our chips.
Mm-hmm.
Before we got to the draft, I told everybody how my draft killed Avery's last week at the fast food.
Yeah.
We moved into the chips. I went first. We went back and forth. So we are going to give you guys a quick rundown after we pour our Leinekugels Snowdrift Vanilla Porter. Don't pour this one all over the table, please. Now, this is a darker beer. I'm going to read the synopsis of it, actually. This is one I don't want to knock all the bubbles out of. Because it's actually not that carbonated as compared to the other beer. Okie dokie. So, here we go. Leinekugels Snowdrift Vanilla Porter. Drift into winter with Snowdrift Vanilla Porter. Fuller bodied brew, that's what the girls call me, fuller bodied, with hints of cocoa, coffee, and caramel brought out by roasted malts and aged on real vanilla.
The malts got roasted.
The vanilla does really come through in this beer. Mm-hmm. Leinekugel's Snowdrift Vanilla Porter is a smooth and creamy, making it perfect for warming up winter. The Leinekugel's family.
Thank you, Leinekugel's family.
Cheers.
I wasn't invited to the family reunion.
I know.
I'm upset.
What do you think? I like porters. I don't know what you think of them. That's an easy drink in winter.
That's an easy drink in porter.
Yeah, well, because some porters are 12%. Mm-hmm. This is light, not super heavy, but you do get the vanilla for sure.
Yes.
A little coffee,
mm-hmm.
not a lot of caramel and cacao.
They lied to me.
I don't know if they lied. I just don't know.
They lied!
I just think our palates are fried from Busch Lights and seltzers over the last, 4 years.
Potentially.
Potentially. All right, we'll go the back and forth on the chips.
Y'all were draft dodgers, but don't worry. The draft happens a lot, so we'll go back and forth again.
And just pay attention. Avery's going to post a poll either tomorrow or later
Probably
in the week.
Probably tomorrow afternoon.
Just let us know
or
who
first
wins.
First thing in the morning. Give us a text of what you like, and I will Maybe we'll do something a little different.
Yeah.
I'll figure something out. Don't worry, people.
But once again, I think I schooled Avery.
I disagree.
I bet.
Hard disagree.
All right, my first pick was Takis Fuego. Very crunchy, very flavorful, very hot. Avery.
My first pick was trying to match similarly with Doritos Sweet Chili. A nice blend of that sweet and heat. Perfect for just by itself or with your favorite meal.
Cam-bam. My number two pick was the Doritos Double Crunch Buffalo Ranch. Big chips, big crunch, big flavor, big party.
Never had them. And my number two. Shit, what was my number two? My number two was the OG Pringle flavor.
Plain.
You can't beat the original.
He picked plain Pringles for number two.
Hey.
Not the salt and vinegar, not the cheddar, not the pizza. He picked plain.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Disagree. My number three was Tostitos Hint of Lime Tortilla Chips.
Mm-hmm.
Good with salsas, quesos, dips.
Hard disagree.
Like you dip that in a BLT dip, fire.
Hard disagree.
You can dip it in anything. It's so good. You can eat it by itself.
Hint of lime, so more good. Like a hint of a crime. Get that out of here.
I love it. But all right, go on.
My number three was... What was my number three again? I had to remember. It was buffalo, or no, I'm sorry, barbecue no. Lay's chips. It was barbecue Lay's chips.
Another vanilla flavor.
Bull shit.
Bull hockey.
But yeah, I mean, come on. It speaks for itself. Don't need to sell it any further.
It is
further.
A good chip. I personally think that's your second best pick out of your five, which I know already.
I disagree.
I did three already. My number four was, I literally just had it in my head.
Mm-hmm. Is there like obscure flavor, I think?
No, that was number five.
Number five is really
Oh, no, my number four is the Dutch Crunch brand, any brand really. That's just the one.
It's just kettle chips. It's just salt and vinegar kettle chips.
So much crunch. Mm. Not, well, just a little bit of a different chip, a little bit more airy with a good salt and vinegar coating. That's a freaking meal and a half. You could eat those plain all day. Or you could batter your favorite fish in them and fry it.
Or you could bake it. You do a balsamic vinegar. You do feta cheese and... green onion, and that's a nice little appetizer for you. Heat it up in the oven.
On the chips?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really good.
Heat the chips up? Yeah, I make it for my games all the time. Oh, yeah.
What is it called?
Oh, this is fancy cow chips.
Damn, that sounds good. You just impressed me. But no, anyways, what's your number?
That's a respectable pick. My number four pick was the Fritos Honey Barbecue Twists. That is a very underrated chip.
Yeah.
But if you have one bag, it will not last you that long because, at least with me, yeah, it's mouthful after mouthful, but you can throw that into any sort of food that you want to give a nice smoky kick to.
To tell you the truth, I think you should have flipped your draft.
No.
Dude.
You gotta steal them in the lower rounds. That's where they all come from.
Oh, jeez.
That's where the value comes in.
My number five pick was the Lay's. Maybe it's Ruffles. Now I can't. It's one of the two. I'm going to look it up really quick so you guys sit. It's
interesting. Radio listening. Yeah,
No, keep talking.
Yeah. This is pretty interesting.
It is the Ruffles spicy dill pickle.
Yeah.
Lay's makes the flaming hot dill pickle.
No one's heard of that.
Well, it's fire. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should do a chip try soon.
My.
But anyways, it's everyone loves pickle chips. And don't lie to me. Shut up, Avery.
Not everybody.
But when you get them a little spicy, it's just this flavor capitalization on F of just good stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're flame.
Lastly for me was the Sun Chip French Onion variety, the green bag. One of the best flavors of Sun Chips there is around. But it's hard
three,
to choose,
arguably.
For sure.
There's a new Sun Chip flavor.
No, is there?
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm looking up. You're telling the story.
You know, this one time, right, went out down the road, and I met a man, and he told me, you know, life, some people, you know, they learn different lessons through their life. But sometimes some people have to learn the same lesson over and over and over again. And that's why I'm on my sixth marriage. And I said, I don't know.
So originally it was, and I really need to try the new one because it's right up my alley with Takis. Originally, it was original harvest cheddar, French onion, and garden salsa. And most recently, they added chili lime.
All right.
They've also taken out the flavors of vegetable harvest, farmhouse ranch, tomato.
Oh, it's a weird tomato.
And basil and cheese.
Hmm.
I don't.
I don't feel very strongly about the additions or the takes away.
What about the chili lime? I really need to try Sun Chips chili lime. I actually remember the Harvest Ranch. I don't think it was that good. Well, they also had sweet potato and brown sugar. Never had that. Don't want to try it.
Shit's on, that doesn't sound
amazing. Yeah, that shit's not flame.
If they're sweet potato chips, maybe it's healthier.
But anyways, you guys, let us know what you think of the drafts. Before we get into our...
Check out the Instagram story for Four Beers, No Fears. And check out our page. We post some cool stuff on there sometimes.
Yeah, check it out.
And we're going to be doing more of it more often. So do us a favor. Give us a follow. Give us a like. Give us a comment. Tell us we're handsome.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Or you... You know,
or not.
Do whatever, really.
Okay.
So, honestly, just go to the page. We just need the traffic.
Yeah, traffic.
We're desperate.
Okay. So now before we get into our sports corner and our collision, I have another would you rather because I like doing that and I like making these. So would you rather every time you drink alcohol, no matter what it was, it tastes like tequila.
Okay.
Or every time you use the letter Z in your language, you get stung by a bee.
A tough one.
I know.
I really don't like to taste tequila.
Me neither.
I've had too many bad nights of tequila, but you know what I hate probably more than tequila? You're getting stung by a fucking bee.
I know.
So, you know, I think with that logic, if you drink something long, either I'm going to yak on every, like, thing I drink. Imagine being dehydrated, dude, and you're like, ah, could really use some nice water right now.
No, only alcohols.
Oh, only alcohols?
Okay. Only alcohols.
I was going to say, if
every like, you want an ice cold beer, tequila. You want a shot of whiskey? Tequila. Yep.
What if you just, well, then at that point, I would just do tequila because I'm going to say no. Then, like, my brain isn't throwing for a loop of, like, you know what? What it would really suck, though, is, like, if you're in this, like, wine tasting and, you know, the concierge is there and he's like, oh, you know, do you like the.
It tastes like a blueberry.
It tastes like a
double quarter pound there with cheese.
Do you get the hint of.
Afterbirth.
You know, all this in the wine. I just tasted tequila to me.
Yeah.
And it's a, you know, $200 bottle of wine. It's like disgusted with you. And you're just, oh,
it tastes like tequila.
So I guess I would take the everything tastes like tequila, I guess. Because then I would probably just switch to drinking tequila. Because it's probably harder to go without words that say Z. Especially if you work in a zoo.
Work with two Zerners.
In the zebra exhibit. That would be a rough time, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Zebras at the zoo.
that's what I picked.
All right, well, I would pick, and this is weird, I would pick UZ, get stung by a bee.
Huh.
I mean, I would just replace all my Zs for Ss and be fine. Cerner. I'd say I'm Tommy Cerner. You don't even know. Except when people ask me to spell it, I'd have to keep a flashcard with me at all time.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'd get stung a lot. If I want to go to the zoo, I'd say Sue.
I'm going to go to the, I would use more
a
words.
Zebra. They would never know.
I'd say that thing. I'm going to go to that place. I'm going to go to that thing.
That guy. What other Z words are other than my last name, Sue and Zebra, are there? Not a lot.
It's not a ton, but there's enough.
Yeah, you could, you'd probably get stung by a bee at least once a day.
Wait, when you say the letter Z or words that start with Z? Because, like, amazing.
Oh, amazing.
So. Well, no, it
doesn't. Yeah, I'm sorry, you're never.
Simba.
Yeah, literally, pretty much most Z's can be replaced by the letter S.
In English, yeah. Well, until you speak a different language, then it gets different.
Like what?
Like in Spanish, I think Z is a different
thing. Yeah? Can you give me an example? Can you.
Well,
is it
like,
a sense?
Well, like the word for heart is core, like. How we would look at it Englishly as corazon, but in like
corazon,
still saying a Z.
S corazon.
That's not how it is. That's not the word.
Well, once again, Avery, you've been outgunned and outmanned. But anyways, Let me check the group chat just to make sure all the four boys, the four beers, four boys,
they're out kicking tonight.
Ooh,
get on the four beers, no fears hotline.
Next Sunday. Would you maybe want to do another group one? Are you busy next Sunday?
I don't think so. I know I'm busy Saturday.
I'm busy Saturday. I'm doing that car cruise.
I have a wedding.
You getting married, brother?
No.
Oh, I was like, dude, I was really hoping to be there for it.
No.
All right, let's get into the sports corner.
You're listening to Sam Sports Corner. Tommy Boy and Squid and Sam. knows sports, and he's getting in his corner.
He loves that corner.
He's in the corner. He's
always in that corner. He loves it.
Get him in.
Put him in the corner.
Well, well, well.
Hey, Sam Sports Corner.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Tommy. Hi, Avery. How are you two?
We're doing great, but we would be doing better now that we're in Sam's Sports Corner.
Good, as you should be.
But yes. Lay it down.
In my corner of sports, huh?
Your little sports corner of the world.
Excuse me. Yeah, the as this team, this NFL team called the Green Bay Packers.
What? Yeah.
They won this week.
Yeah.
They beat Tom Brady.
That was good. That was good stuff.
Tom Brady kisses his kids, and I don't like it.
I don't like Tom Brady.
Kisses
so I'm happy that the Packers won. Their defense looks pretty good. Mm. I don't know.
That they were solid.
For the Tampa offense kind of also looked like garbage, but
no, my
if our defense plays like that some more, I think we'll be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. We need to score more points, though. We only scored 14.
Sam, Ole Miss won.
Yep. Yeah. I'm pretty pessimistic. We don't care about Ole Miss, Tommy.
Ole Miss Daisy, maybe. Drive her around in a car. God. Morgan
Ole
Freeman.
Miss nuts in your mouth.
Ah, yes. Good one.
I don't know if that was
the Badgers, unfortunately. This is a Wisconsin sports podcast, but the Badgers, unfortunately, they're not good.
No. Wasn't it like 38-0? 38-3?
No, it was 52-21.
The same thing.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, Badgers, they stink.
Someone called them the Badgers. They're bad.
Good job, Avery.
Thank you. I'm here all week.
No, you're just here until the end of the night, until you drive home.
Sam, can I actually drop some sports stuff? Because now I'm in my Survivor drafts. I picked Kansas City to beat the Colts, and that was a shakeup.
Yeah, that was a bit of a shakeup. Mm-hmm. I tuned in.
The Jaguars won too.
Probably in the third quarter, I think I saw a clip on Red Zone where the Colts got sacked for a big loss. Matt Ryan looked like garbage, and I'm like, oh boy, here they go. I came back on later, and they won.
Yeah. So yeah, there was a lot of upsets this week again. Yeah.
Other sports. You talk about baseball. I don't want to talk about the Brewers because.
What about what if Eddie Lacy was on there?
Still a big question. Probably would help.
Wait, what did you just say, Sam?
He
probably
wouldn't
help.
Oh, would not.
What are you saying? Eddie Lacy would help.
Would not.
It would not help.
Are you breaking up? Are you hearing him say he went out?
He's in a tunnel.
I'm going through a tunnel right now.
Oh, gosh, I knew it.
Tunnel vision of life without Eddie Lacy.
No, there was a big milestone. Albert Pujols hit 700 career home runs. He's only the fourth player to ever do that in baseball history.
He did it in Amfam Field, right?
No, he did not.
Ah, oh, damn it. I thought that was where I was going.
He was in LA.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Where the last team he played for.
There you go.
Not the Angels. So he went from started his career in St. Louis, was in the Angels for about 5 to 8 years.
He was an Angel in the outfield.
Signed with he plays first base.
That's a classic movie.
Signed with the Dodgers after the Angels waived him, and then he re-signed back with the Cardinals this year and what appears to be his final season, so just good for him.
Did you see that Morgan Wallen, Hardy, and Ernest all played at a Dodgers game?
That's not sports related, so no.
Well, it's kind of is.
You can play a lot of places.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Hardy, more like farty.
Oh!
You got anything else, Sam?
Not really. I'm really tired. That's about it.
Hey, really tired. I'm Tommy. Nice to meet you.
All right.
He's tired.
All right. Good night, Sam. Thanks for tuning in.
And that's the Sam Sports Corner with Tommy Boy and the Squid.
next week. Let's go. And now, as he told us last week, time for Really Tired Sports Corner. Yeah, that'd be funny.
He'd be very tired.
He probably wouldn't like it.
What if we did the next podcast where instead of drinking beer, we drink NyQuil?
Dude.
You ever see the
NyQuil? Are you ready to collide? We're not doing a NyQuil commercial.
We're not doing NyQuil chicken. We're not going to do the famous TikTok.
Time NyQuil. To collide.
Let's see what Chris thinks about this.
Yeah, collision.
It's Chris's collisions.
He's ready to collide with Chris. When Kaleidoscope.
When worlds collide.
Jones Barbecue Foot Massage.
Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage.
You better come down here and ease of the shit.
What's up, man?
Dude, did you hear what I did this weekend?
What'd you do this weekend?
What'd you do this weekend?
I didn't hear about it.
I didn't.
You didn't hear what I did to the applesauce?
No. What? Dude, I was down south. I was worried about other things.
Different kind.
Dude, I crossed that applesauce.
What?
Crisscross applesauce.
Oh, God. The dog really wants to come out of his cage.
He wants to break out.
Yeah, we'll worry about that a little bit.
You can't cage this dog.
He gave up. He tried to put his... Okay, Chris, but collide with us here.
You know I like to keep my pimp hands strong. What? You dig, Crackle?
Yeah, he's talking jive.
Excuse me? What?
Yeah, but crisscross applesauce. That was good, I guess. Cross the applesauce.
Collide with us, Chris. Talk about it. And let's not collide your pimp hand.
Hold on. I got another joke before I get into my collisions.
Oh, okay.
All right, sure. Go nuts.
Why don't chickens wear underwear?
Because they're too tired. No, wait. That's a different joke.
Idiot. Why?
Their peckers are on their face.
Oh, my God. That was crazy. That was good, actually.
That was a good one.
Yep, been working on that all week.
All right, what do you got for us, or was that it?
No, I got some real complaints.
All right. What is it? The dog is going nuts.
The dog is complaining about the door.
No, Arnold,
who's going nuts?
Avery's holding the phone by the... by the camera, I'm just freeing the dog.
He'll be around. All right, Chris, collide with me. What's happening? What's new in the world of Chris and his collisions?
I just rewatched arguably one of the coolest trilogies ever, Cars.
No.
That one's a pretty good one.
Just like to say Pixar was trying to slap us in the face with the Planes movies.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I've never seen them, but I agree.
I
don't plan on it. Even when they came out and I was like around the age of those movies, I'm like,
what was he saying? Sorry, I was in it. If this dog knocks our setup down, he's no longer going to be the dog.
So, a very cold take here. Planes, not good.
I like Planes.
Not the ones
planes
that fly.
Fire and Rescue,
like,
trash.
Like the movies that were in
the
cars.
I thought Planes, Fire and Rescue was better than the first one.
Well, we're all... entitled to bad opinions, but
we're all disabled. My biggest like thing that I think about now with Cars, this is actually a morning announcement of mine I had a while ago. I think the guy who invented WeBuyAnyCars.com is very upset with those movies because he can't buy any of those cars. Disney owns them. He would buy them, but he can't. He can't buy them. They're not physically real to me anyway. They might be real to some people.
Avery did not even know who Cruz Ramirez was
Ramirez is.
He said,
I remember that episode.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
Thank you.
Wait, Chris. That's the...
Who should date Kim Kardashian or Pete Davidson now? And I said Cruz Ramirez, and you're like, who's that?
Well, you didn't give me context. How am I supposed to... Yeah, Pete Davidson's going to go have sex with a car. Wild.
Okay, well, it's on TLC, so...
Yeah.
It is. I remember seeing that. That was a weird... Oh, that's wild. The disappointment in Dad's face when it's like, yeah, I have this is my car and I are in a relationship. And he goes, mm-hmm.
So
don't touch the bat.
I told you about the boat.
What was that?
I told you about the boat in Miami.
Oh, and it sunk.
Yeah,
yeah.
We sunk a boat. It sunk a boat.
Yeah. So then last weekend, I'm Team Ink now. I didn't know if you know that.
Yeah, you got a tat, baby. Mm.
Tattoos.
Was it a tattoo of a boat sinking?
If you have more than two
tattoos. Yeah.
Really?
I would.
Well, it's actually just a half-eaten chicken wing.
Oh, okay, sure. Same thing, though.
You know, if you have more than two tattoos, do you start calling them, like, tat threes, get tat out. Fours, tat fives?
Leave.
Oh, come on. I'm a co-host. Wait, of this
so is that what your tat was?
A half-eaten chicken wing, yeah.
Yeah, why'd you do that? All right, maybe you can't say. Maybe it's a secret.
Maybe it's something deep.
Well, I was getting... No. You guys talked about QSL last week, and I got real sentimental about our competition.
Oh, we had so much fun there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like when I puked in the bathroom.
You didn't puke. You were throwing away good chicken wings, so I wouldn't win.
Mm. Well, it worked.
Yeah, it did. And then you guys got to name my fish.
So I was trying to recover from my tattoo.
Yep.
And
yeah, I heard it's a big process to recover.
Yeah. What stage are you in?
Depression.
Oh. So is that between like stage 3 or stage 4?
That's all it's meant since he got it. He got the tattoo and was immediately sad.
And so I go over to our buddy Sam's Sandwich Corner.
This was good. Apartment. He was just on.
Because the night before or Sunday night, my speakers were busted for my turntable.
Oh,
and I'm like, well, what the heck? So Sam's like, hey, I got my old ones if you want them. I said, yeah, if you don't mind.
He does sound like that, yeah.
I hope it out there.
It's not, he says he lives in Milwaukee. That's not Milwaukee.
Not true.
Yeah,
driving from downtown to his house is a 6-minute difference driving downtown to my house.
Mm-hmm. That's not close at all.
So I get out to the boonies and I bring the speakers back. I go to Target. I get whatever cords I need.
Why?
What?
No,
what?
It's just this weird thing he does. Just keep going.
It's a Steve Austin thing. You
wouldn't get it. And then, I had one beer.
Why?
I had two beers.
Why?
And then, I'm trying to set it up, and I tugged too hard on some cords because some numbnut intertwined my internet router cord and my old speakers.
Who did it?
And my entire setup fell onto me.
No.
What a shame.
80 vinyl records toppled.
Did they all break? Or are you good? I'm sure you're fine if you're here tonight, but what about your records?
Yeah.
The only one that survived was Dangerous.
Wait, is that really the one that survived?
No, they all survived.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, that's a sign. We're going to Nashville to tell this story to Morgan.
Yeah, I'll be there in 40.
All right, good. We're taking the battle act.
But yeah.
That was a collision. Literally. Yeah. Huh. That was a good story.
Wait, Tommy, how many people listened to this podcast?
We had 1,500 last week.
Woo!
Did you add some zeros on there?
Woo!
1,500 before or after the decimal?
I multiplied and counted to it, as Michael Scott would say.
Mm-hmm. And how many do I need to pass?
6. You want to hear about my idea?
Yes. Duh.
Okay. Christmas party, you and me.
But in July.
Quiet, Avery. Shut up.
We're going to do the Sendies.
Oh. Colin's not getting one.
And we'll have to think of an award for everybody. But it would be really funny.
That's a really good idea, actually.
I would like to thank God and my manager and my family. And
okay, Chris, I'm actually writing that down.
And my hairdresser. And just everyone who came here tonight to see my award.
I think whatever Hot Rods would be happy to sponsor some of Sendy's awards.
Yep.
All right, I love that idea. Do you think Avery's on board for next Sunday? Are you on board for next Sunday to do a live in-studio sesh?
Yeah, I figured after lacrosse.
Right on. We're getting some stories to tell of all the mischief we get in the lax.
Some laxing, some relax.
You're done for 2 minutes now.
All the laxatives we're going to take.
Yeah! I took a laxative when I was down in Ole Miss. All right. Oxford. But that's a tale for next week.
Live content show. We all take laxatives and see who can sit still the longest.
I like
the Tommy has one bathroom. We have to run pretty quick.
There's a pool.
Oh, no. I actually cut a part of the pool out today. It's draining right now.
Not anymore.
Maybe. All right, Chris, but thanks for your time, brother. We'll see you. Oh, wait, dude, lacrosse is not for two weekends.
What? You told me the 8th and 9th.
Yeah, but this weekend is like the 1st and the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all Chris right. will be just here in 2 weeks. Yep. All right. Thanks, man. We'll talk.
All right.
Yep. All right, bye.
That was colliding.
That was colliding with Chris. Thanks for colliding with collisions. Us. All right. We have one more little thing in this segment before we take a break for another beer.
Merry Christmas.
What is one thing you wish you were good at that you're kind of bad at?
Kind of bad?
Yeah.
I'm so good at everything.
No, you're not.
I'm like the best at all right. If I had to be one thing I wish I was better at, I wish I could be better at being more humble about stuff I'm good at. Cuz I'm simply better than everyone out there and they get kind of upset when I run my mouth it's a fact though. I only speak the truth and I am just the best human being in the world, and I, you know, like, I invented string cheese.
No, you didn't.
Definitely did.
You're a stupid moron.
I definitely, totally, also, and while I invented string cheese, I invented stringless cheese.
Oh,
and
you're done.
Is a very big
compliment. Mine is singing. I feel like if I was a good country singer, I'd literally be unstoppable. Sure. I'm way skinnier than Luke Combs. I'm probably better looking. If I could sing as well as him, I'd be on top of the world, baby. You agree? Yes, he's nodding. For the people that don't.
Large nods. For people who don't have eyeballs into where we are right now.
I know. But yeah, mind me singing. Gosh, I'd be such a good country singer.
I wish I was just so much more humble.
I hate you. We'll be right back. We're out of beer. I met her down at Applebee's. She said that she wanted to go to Applebee's.
I said, let's go somewhere else that is not an Applebee's.
So that's me and Avery been in the stew. Making
cooking
a
it up.
Yep, we've been making a parody of Broadway Girls called Applebee's Girls.
Honestly, the same thing.
It's probably going to come out sometime between now and 2027.
Now and never. It's either now or never.
But you guys got the clip. You can let us know what you want. Yeah. Now we're drinking the Line of Kugels Lemon Haze IPAs. Do the pour. Look. It's definitely developing a thick, foamy head.
Come on now.
All right, I'm going to let it rest. It's got a... I almost think Line of Kugels did this to have like a summer shandy IPA. It's been out for part of the summer. Did not get a huge response. But that's because only like 40 and 50 year olds like IPAs.
No one likes IPAs.
Avery, you take a sip while I read the little read.
All right, if I must.
Line & Kugel's Lemon Haze IPA is a deliciously balanced hazy IPA that brings together notes of juicy lemons with the citrusy bitterness of American and German hops. Enjoy our bright, citrusy, and refreshing Lemon Haze IPA all year long. What do you think?
I thought I'd like it less. It's fine.
You thought you'd like it less?
I thought I'd like it a lot less.
Oh, so you like it more than you would?
It's still not a lot, though.
I don't know. Well, because a lot of IPAs are like 8%.
I don't like IPAs. Well, it's not even that. It's just they're so bitter.
They are.
I don't enjoy them.
All right. I actually really like IPAs. I stopped drinking them because I would drink three and be like a hangover, like I'd be out at a bar on them. I don't know why. I honestly think there's some kind of hop I'm allergic to. Mm. But that's when you get like the Voodoo Ranger Triple Atomic Hit Hiroshima again IPA.
Some black magic woman.
Black magic woman.
Got a black magic woman.
I get that. No, I don't. All right. As we kick this off, Avery.
Yep.
When you pick this, I'm going to give you two things to pick from.
Okay.
Whatever one you pick, you can never have the other one again.
They're my nose and they're my ass.
No. Vodka or whiskey?
I think vodka is a much more versatile alcohol. You can do a lot with vodka. Kind of can't do it. You got to do your shots of whiskey, or you can have like whiskey. Like whiskey's kind of better.
Happy we
didn't
have to do this one last.
That would have been kind of
or first. First or last. That'd be a bad one.
First would be okay just to get it out of the way. But
the flavor's good until you hit that bitterness.
I don't like it.
It's like a Gatorade with hops. That's what this tastes like.
Lime, cucumber, Gatorade.
Ugh.
I have not had that. It doesn't sound good.
It's fine as long as it's cold.
Well, that's a lot of things.
Well, yeah. I met her down at Applebee's. She said that we should maybe go to Applebee's. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I think I would personally take vodka because you can do a lot. You can hide it a lot more. You never
have whiskey yet?
Just because I know I can do a lot more with it, and I plan to live a long life, so. And vodka's a little healthier.
No, it's not.
You can do more with
it. Who told you that, Rob? You can do more. Who told you that? Pregnant white women?
Rob Lowe told me that one. He's got Atkinson's disease, I think.
No, Rob Lowe does not have Atkinson's disease. I don't
think he's on the Atkinson's diet.
There's no such thing as Atkinson's disease. There's the same amount of carbs.
I'm going to invent it, and I'm going to give it to Rob Lowe.
That is a hot take, my friend.
Yeah, I would do that because, like, whiskey, I just feel more confined to. Like, you can have a decent, like, you know, I don't drink as much whiskey. I would probably be more open to drinking more vodka.
The whiskey. Yeah, that's fine. I'm definitely getting rid of vodka. Mm. I mean, there's so many flavored whiskeys now.
Sure.
And the thing is, with whiskey, you can do it with 7-Up and Coke.
Mm-hmm. That's two options.
Some people do vodka cokes, but I think those people are serial killers.
That's kind of wacky, but like
people do it, but that's crazy.
You can do vodka. I mean, you can do so many shots of vodka. You can do.
Well, listen to this. Now I'm going to put you in your place though, because you're younger than me, so I'm smarter than you.
Sure.
When you drink whiskey neat, you are a refined gentleman. Correct. When you drink vodka neat, you're an alcoholic.
That's what I mean. Well, that's what I mean. Don't get me wrong. Ron Swanson would not be happy with my decision because, according to him. Clear vodka is for women on a diet or correct. Something like that. Yep. But I think you can do, like, one of my favorite drinks is a Moscow Mule.
And oh,
It tastes way better with vodka than I did it with bourbon one time. Big mistake. I did it with bourbon.
No, that's called the Mississippi Mule.
It's different, yeah.
Which it should be called, like, a Kentucky Mule. It's like I think it's just because it's two
I think it was. I don't know. But, like, that's the thing. It's like you can do so many things with vodka compared to whiskey.
I don't agree.
I completely disagree with your disagreement.
Well, I completely disagree with your agreement to disagree.
I think you're wrong, and also you're stupid.
Brother, how old are you right now?
Almost 23.
You know what I was doing when I was 23?
Two chicks at the same time.
I was kissing beautiful women and buying houses. Mm-hmm. I am proven that I am the genius here.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can do both.
I can't buy
If you buy house. This new book, be like Tommy Zerner, you can be like me.
I made $500,000 and I wrote a book about it. You should buy it.
Listen, if I made $500,000, we would not be recording at the kitchen table. Okay? You need to know that. Don't ever tell that you read the book and it said that, because it don't.
Just the text of the book is, you bought this book and I made $500,000 from it.
That would not be a lot of books sold, actually. That would not be it. Anyways, though, yep, I would pick whiskey. You'd pick vodka. Yeah. Also, another good thing for the Instagram.
Mm. Well, we're going to... I don't want to overpopulate it. That'd be a better one. You know what I'm talking about?
Anyways.
Why are you listening? Keep going.
Anyways. All right, so like I said in the beginning of this episode, we're getting into fall.
Yep.
Doing some beers. I'm actually enjoying the beers tonight. You get a little different beer drunk than seltzer drunk, I'll tell you what.
What?
This one's definitely the hardest to put down. Have you ever had the Sunset Wheat?
No.
You will enjoy that beer.
All right.
What's something you really want to do this summer that you just didn't get to?
Didn't get to golf a lot. It's actually not at all golf. I never played a game of golf this summer.
Not one golf game, huh?
No. I had like a couple last year. Not that it would have gone well, but yeah. No, I didn't play any golf in the spring. I didn't play any golf in the summer. Went to the driving range a couple times. Kind of happy I didn't play around golf. But yeah, no golf this summer.
Huh. Anything else?
I forgot to tell my uncle I love him. I didn't wait till the fall to do that.
I'm just worried. Like I'm really worried. I'm worried you spent most of your summer trying to figure out if your dad was older than you.
It was too much time.
It was a lot of time into that.
I really should have just asked him. Everyone was saying, "Why don't you ask your dad?"
Okay,
it's inappropriate.
Here's what I want. I want for an Instagram. Was it Instagram Reels or what is it called? Instagram Shorts. Like the TikTok part of Instagram.
Okay, sure. Why don't you put it on TikTok?
I want to record you. Like you rush up to your dad, and be like, "Dad, how old are you?"
And it's just me with a mustache. And I'm like, I am you. No,
you call them dad. And he's like, what, 53, 54? And you're like, what? Dad, no.
forgot to carry the three. Shit. God.
That would be pretty fire content.
I think. That'd be pretty fire.
So, all right. So, golf. Yep. And ask your dad how old he was. Is there anything else that you wish you would have done?
No, I'm pretty content with the summer. Well, I wish I'm pretty content. I'm content.
That was a good summer.
This is good. Yeah. It was a good summer. Cheers to the summer. Actually, let's get through yours first. Then we'll cheers. We'll toast to the summer now. Time is gone. All right.
No, obviously I bought a boat, but I bought the boat
in August.
In the last week of August.
Ah, nice one, idiot.
Okay, listen, it was a good deal. You jump. I got to take the boat at once. You were there.
I was there.
Beat of a boat.
Why didn't you just take out a bunch of times though?
Because I'm super busy though. Like, I need to take the boat out on weeknights after work.
You got
to
prioritize. Yeah, exactly. That's what you got to do.
But man, I did not have the boat on the water.
You got to
bust that anyways, pull up. Yeah. So, I can't say it's a real something that I feel like I didn't do enough of, because I didn't go into the summer knowing I was going to buy a boat.
Uh-huh.
So, it's nothing I feel like I actually missed.
Yep.
Something I wish I would have done more, that it was one of my favorite things to do when I was younger, like just getting my daughter 16, 17, 18.
Mm-hmm.
Go fishing.
Okay.
The sure. only time, and you can fish a lot in fall. Fall is better for fishing, actually.
Yeah.
But the only time I actually fished is somewhere when I was up north, and I barely caught anything. Mm. We barely fished.
Mm.
So I want to, did I do enough this summer? I want to do it more next summer. So I'd say fishing next summer. Yeah. Fishing this summer, I missed that.
I want to be more outdoors next summer.
I wish I would have gotten some of my classics. You can do this. This is hard to do, but something I wish I would have done. Got out and driven a little bit more.
Yeah.
I just had a very busy summer. Like, if you go down my calendar, just pretty much every weekend I was booked. I did a lot of fun this summer. Can't complain at all. It was an awesome summer, but
yeah.
Get out and drive. Really just take more time to myself.
That's what I'm hoping I can do next summer, too.
Yeah, you want to do that together?
No. No, I kind of want to do more stuff, I guess, that... I guess it's kind of mean to say that I want to do, but, like, less... Less hanging out with a big group and just being comfortable alone, but doing what I know I wanted.
Yeah. This beer is going on hard.
Hard.
I'm going to get it down.
But we'll work on it.
We'll work on it. We got some more. Anything else you missed out this summer?
No, I don't think so. But to help the beer, we will cheers.
Cheers
to summer. That's
fall now. It's not half bad. It's kind of bad, but it's not
half bad. That. I really don't like that.
Yeah, it's rough. So knowing what we just said, what are some things you need to happen next summer?
Step one, go to Tahiti.
All right.
Step two, we become friends with a man named Jose Enriquelo.
Sure.
He's in there somewhere. But we can never see him wear a shirt.
Oh.
Step four.
All right.
Leave Tahiti.
All right.
We go to...
So in reality, though...
Go to Taiwan.
What are some things you want to do next summer?
I actually want to do everything in there so next summer.
Everything?
I want to meet a guy named Jose Felipe.
I thought you were going to say I want to meet a guy named Tahiti.
I like to meet a guy in Tahiti and tell him that, wow, it's really cool we're in Tahiti.
What do you want to do next summer? God. Point teeth.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I kind of want to do like more like small stuff, I guess, next summer. I don't know. I can't describe it, man. I just want to do what I want to do.
All right. Well, I'm going to give some stuff that I want to do next summer. And then maybe you'll think like a person and not want to go to Tahiti. First of all, I want to load. I mean, that sounded weird. I like to either get a group in my truck or two cars.
Mm.
And my Sam sports car was telling me this, and he brought it up at the end of summer, so we kind of ran with time. But I want to start in Kenosha, and because right here on Sheridan Road is the main road you take to get to my neighborhood. That's part of the Great Lakes Circle Tour, and I want to take the Great Lakes Circle Tour all the way around.
Gotcha.
You got to go in Canada.
Canada.
You got to.
Ooh.
You have a passport?
Yeah, I got a passport.
Yeah. That's something I want to do next summer.
Mm.
Not like middle. I'd say I'd like to do it in end of August, early June. So it's super hot.
Somewhere in the beginning or the end.
And take a weekend. Mm-hmm. You have to drive like 4 or 5 hours a day. If you like, you left on a Friday at 5 after work. Mm. Go 3 hours, you know, get up toward Green Bay. 5 hour Saturday, 5 hour Sunday. Maybe it's more driving than that, but either way, you see a lot of crap. It's got to be more.
It's more.
It's got maybe
for sure.
Either way, either way, maybe take a Friday off, leave Thursday. Mm. That'd be easy. But I'd love to do the circle tour.
Mm.
Oh, wait. It's the Lake Michigan circle. I think the Great Lakes is way longer.
Then, yeah, because then you have to
that's go got to be a long time.
You got to go into, like, Ohio and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's not what I want to do. I want to do the Lake Michigan circle tour.
All my homies hate Ohio.
Dude, give me some for that.
Get out of here.
I want to do the Lake Michigan circle tour. That's a lot of states, though. All it's right. Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan,
mm-hmm.
Indiana,
eight.
Illinois.
Boop.
I know, but next summer right. I want to do the Lake Michigan Circle Tour. I want to get a group, either six mm-hmm. in the truck or two cars, get 10. That'd be really fun.
Mm-hmm. All right,
you agree with that or no? Mm-hmm. Okay, do. I'm also not done yet because you said you want to go to Tahiti.
Very, very quickly, we'll be very much in agreement on this. Three worst states. All right, let's just hear me out.
Okay,
Ohio, number one.
Sure.
Number two, Illinois.
Okay,
number three, New Jersey.
Why New Jersey?
Everyone hates New Jersey.
Oh, I would probably put.
Boo!
That's what people say. I'd probably put like Arkansas.
It, no, Arkansas has the strong people there. New Jersey, who? No, no, it is the nation's punching bag.
Hmm.
Read a book.
Okay, something else I'd like to do next summer? I want to prioritize being on the water. I have the keys to do it now.
Yeah.
I want to do it, and I want my friends to do it with me.
You have a boat.
Yep. You want to go on a boat?
You like that Lonely Island song where they're on a boat.
And, like, I want to not only just – because I feel – I'm almost positive I slip on a lake in Kenosha County. But yeah. I also want to pack up the boat on a weekend and go – not up north, but 2-3 hours away to a new lake with some fun restaurants and bars. Have a weekend, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you get that. All right. So now hearing what I said,
mm-hmm.
some intelligent things. Is there anything you need to happen next summer?
Go to
Tahiti. All right. You're
done. I'm going to Tahiti.
So actually, you need to start drinking that beer because we're good. Because apparently you don't have anything you want to do next somewhere other than go to Tahiti. Tell me where Tahiti is.
It's in Asia. Asia.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Caribbean.
What just happened to you is complete karma for being a dick. He tried to drink his beer and it sloshed back and just drenched him in the face.
Yep. Oh, I don't like this.
It's almost there. Oh, you beat me. I went from losing. All right, Avery, but this last part. Actually, I need you to know the rest of the podcast is mostly about you talking.
Oh, fun.
But before we move on to the last beer,
mm-hmm.
do you have any new impressions you want to try out tonight?
No, I don't.
Are you serious?
They
Tahiti voice. What was that?
Oh, it's a. That's a. I guess his name's Dutch from Red Dead 2, which I haven't played a whole lot of. But it's just like the thing in the game is like he always talks about like, we're going to do one last job and then we're going to Tahiti. I want to go to Tahiti.
That's where he's from. Okay. Yeah. Is there any you maybe want to try out right now? Like this is your free space.
No. So like what happened with those impressions, a lot of them came from boredom. So like I used to work in
paper. So what about our boss though? You've done a really good job with it. Like,
well, because I hear them all the time. A lot of them come from my work. So, like, excuse me. So, like, I started working on a Jesse Pinkman impression when I was watching Breaking Bad over.
Can I hear it if you've got one?
Yeah.
I've never heard that one.
Well, you know what he sounds like, right?
Barely.
Okay.
But I feel like if you said it well enough, I would know. I know what he sounds like. I never watched Breaking Bad, but I know what he sounds like just from, like, TikToks and stuff.
I got to get in the right, like. This one's tricky to get into.
Here,
but
I'll give you some. No, you gotta make crystal meth.
Yo, Mr. White, we gotta like make the meth, man. Like I, not a man made out of meth, but like, yo.
That's actually
bitch. Good. Get me my meth.
That's not that bad. Actually, I will give. All right,
that came from. So I worked in a paper factory, bored out of my mind. And it's very loud, so people can't hear you. So I would just be testing that all the time. And so there'd be the scene where they're working, and he's like sweating. I was like, yo, Gatorade me, bitch. And then I just say that as loud, like just work on it. And eventually it became okay.
That was good. So nothing else you want to try out or anything?
Yeah, no, they come from me just sitting alone. Like I have to just like.
Could you try to. What about, like, no? Because you got to have a really distinct voice. And I don't think anyone else at work Oh, never mind.
We don't want to. We don't want to get on that.
No, our beers are empty.
Yes.
I want you to know that the next segment is all about you.
Okay.
But I didn't tell you that until right now. Yep. You can validate that.
I'll start thinking about.
We are going to get the last beers, and we'll be right back.
Next one,
Avery. Tell the people what you just did.
I
tell them what you did.
I jumped the gun.
Tell them what you did.
Cracked open it premature. Just a little bit of crack.
Did you
honestly? Just a little bit of crack.
Did you prematurely crackulate?
I've never hurt anybody before.
All right. Last but definitely not least, the Leinenkugel Sunset White, another under 5%er.
Yo, it's a Sunset White, bitch.
Yeah. All right, now another foamy head. I like to pour these hard to knock some bubbles out of them. That's what she said. Because you definitely get more flavor out of the beer because you're not just tasting bubbles. You're going to get a lot of bubbles. You had a very good pour, but a lot of blah, blah.
Very little head. But more to drink.
So hold on. I need to talk through this before I can pour mine so you can taste it so I can read it. We're going on a trip. I don't own a pirate ship.
Two and two.
Leave those Applebee's girls alone.
We're going to the Haiti.
Don't tell me what you think yet until I can read it. I like this one. This is a good beer. All right. Leinenkugel Sunset Wheat. Welcoming back, if this has been out a couple, probably 3 years ago. Welcoming back a fan favorite, Leinenkugel's Sunset Wheat is a Belgian style wit beer with citrus, blueberry, and natural coriander flavors with a delightful fruity aroma. A light, refreshing citrus taste. We are thrilled to bring back this classic beer, but it's only available for a limited time. Be sure to stock up while you can. Avery, did you get a good sip of it?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think? This is a very good beer.
This is. You definitely get the fruit in at the back end of it, which is a lot nicer when it goes down. The blueberries are very subtle.
Yep. But they're there.
They are there.
Yep.
You do get them. They show an orange in the front. You don't get as much of that orange, I don't think.
See, I get a lot of citrus.
I don't know. I get the blueberry at the end. I did take like a very prolonged sip, so maybe it just sits there more.
Yeah.
I did just see the penis in the window. That's very funny.
I've never seen the before. I'm guessing that's probably Haley. I've never seen it before.
It's a rocket ship.
But maybe it is a rocket ship.
It does look like a rocket ship or a penis. Very, very insightful.
This is a good beer to me.
No, it's very tasty.
You can get it in 4-packs or the cans.
It's tasty.
This is a very fall beer. Of everything we had today, I'd say the porter was winter. I would say this is fall. And then the lemon... I don't know if there's ever a good time for that lemon.
That's like a sun. You could go summer with that for sure. The peach, I don't know. I don't know where that fits.
So, before I move on to the Avery interview segment, the four beers we had tonight, please rate them worst to best.
Me?
Yep.
I'll do it in the order of the cans here, since we have all of them, I think.
Okay, sure. You have all, yep.
So the Lemon Hazy IPA in fourth. I think I'll put the Peach in second, or third. Vanilla Porter in second, and the Sunset White firmly ahead of all of those.
I would almost agree, except I would put Peach last and Lemon Haze
third. IPA, the bitterness, I just can't do, personally. Not
fair. No, it's a good rating. I like this pack from Leinenkugel's. It was a 12-pack, three of each. Offers a good flavor palette, all in all.
Yeah, they're very... nothing tastes like the other. Well, so.
It was good, and they also did not put, like, their hitters, the Wisconsin Red, the Northwoods Lager, the Canoe Paddler Kolsch, or the Summer Shandy.
Those are the big hitters, right?
Well, I'd also say Honeywise and Berrywise. Oh, yeah. They have a lot of big hitters that people just don't know about.
Or just don't realize they're big. I mean, like, Leinenkugel's, for me, the only thing I think of is the Summer Shandy. That's really the only thing I drink from them, but I would definitely go for the Sunset Beat.
That's it's good.
Outside of that, yeah.
I mean, it just came back a couple weeks ago.
Limited time. Get out there. Go to the store. Spend money.
Oh, I would say my top three Leinenkugels are in this order. The Canoe Paddler Kolsch.
Okay.
The Honey Weiss.
Okay.
And then Summer Shandy.
A third or first?
Summer Shandy's third.
Okay.
Yep. Wisconsin Red is awesome. They have so many beers actually, but like when I started drinking in college, I tried to be the guy that drank Leinenkugel's light.
So you light?
You ever had it?
No.
It's a full white can with a blue top.
Okay.
I want it to be that guy so bad. I drink a lot of Coors Light, Wisconsin all the way through.
No.
It's not.
Not worth it.
No, it's not.
I thought you were going to say you're going to do that to be.
And like it had 106 calories. It had more calories, carb, like more everything than every light beer.
I was going to say, I thought you were just trying to be like pretentious. Like,
no.
It's just, it's different. I don't like those big companies.
So the only thing that it was different, because instead of like your Pilsners and just your light beers, it was a Weiss beer. So it was German light beer. It had a lot of flavor, but like that's what I didn't want.
Right.
But that's my Lineker. I'm a big Lineys fan. I like Busch Light as a light beer. I like Lineker's. Like, look how cool the cans are.
They are very detailed.
I have more beer news, but go say what you want to say.
When I worked at a box factory, like I said, there was one summer where I worked in the labs, and the box factory made boxes for Miller. And Lineker's is under Miller.
Correct.
Yeah, it's under them. So I would have, it would always be summer shanty, but it would be those boxes that I would test, and they would always have, you know, the pictures up north and jet skiing or in a speedboat or whatever. So and it always made me thirsty.
So they gotta be selling like all four of these cans because they're all a little bit different if you look at the pictures. Mm-hmm.
The Sunset Wheat is a nice sunset, of course, with two people canoeing out on a lake up north. The Vanilla Porter got a little frost.
Well, it's wintertime. It's
wintertime, but the lake isn't frozen over.
Like, so. Who does the artwork for Lineker? Like, now I'm literally looking through all of these.
They're very pretty. I mean, the Juicy Peach is the same. It's the same setting as the, well, they're all the same cabin.
You got the big cabin on the left, little cabin on the right.
But it's all the, at different times. It's just a regular old, regular day. Two people canoeing again.
Yeah, I that's cool what they do. I bet a lot of people don't pay much attention to that.
The Lemon Haze IPA is the same.
As well.
Clouds are in a little bit different spots, but it's the same.
As the peach?
I mean, can't see them here at home, folks, but like side by
this
side.
This is probably not good for radio.
They are in the same spot in the can.
Yeah, I like the Sunset Wheat can, I think, the most.
It's very pretty. I mean, I like the Vanilla Porter, too. I'm a big, like, snow. I love snow.
As it gets colder, like, that should be the official beer if you put that on, like, outside on your porch for winter, you know? That's a warm-up beer. I'm sorry. We got way into this. Before I move on to your segment, I know we've gone 7 minutes now on nonsense.
7 minutes in heaven. Never played that.
Didn't either, but that wasn't a thing around here.
No.
Big news. So
big news.
A couple weeks ago, MK Brewing sold their brewery to a Chicago-based company.
RIP.
Eagle Park Brewing they have one in Milwaukee and one in Muskego. Mm-hmm. They teamed up today. They're brewing out of Eagle Park in Muskego. Milwaukee will still be making their whole line of beers, and eventually Milwaukee will still be part of Eagle Park because Eagle Park technically, I don't know if bought is the right word, but
they're in a partnership.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They will be brewing their own beers again in a new facility. Excited to see about that. But Eagle Park, one of the best Wisconsin breweries. MK, one of the best Wisconsin breweries.
You try to take a gem, Chicago, but you can't have it.
We made it a pearl and a clam.
No.
All right, Henry, this segment's about you because now you've been part of Four Beers, No Fears for 10 episodes.
It's all about me.
It is all about you.
Stuff to talk about.
I want to hear your take on this to see how we can make the podcast better. But after 10 episodes, podcasts, 3 months, maybe more because we skipped some every now and then.
We did.
What should we do with the podcast in the next 6 months? What's your direction here?
Well, the thing is, in the 3 months that I have been on, the podcast has gone in a lot of different directions in terms of who has been on it.
Yep.
And in terms of that, I think, well, obviously right now I think our subjects are getting better. I think as time goes on, I'm getting more comfortable under the mic.
I will
Thank
say that
you.
Too.
Going to put that a little closer. I'm going to try to enunciate more. Yeah. That's something I know I need to personally grow on. It's a little hard when you're drinking beer, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that is something that I will need to improve on and I need to talk more about. Other podcasts that I listen to, I think it's after a lot of practice, but they definitely
focus
on more pronunciation.
Because I would say after your first 4 episodes, you were comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I would say not until last week we were fully conversating.
Oh, for sure. I think more of the topics are going to be more conversation based. I know I need to work on writing more because I haven't written.
Two or three in you.
Yeah. So we'll work on that a little bit. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's been fun. It's been good.
It's a fun experience. I'm so happy to be back into it. You're a very good co-host, co-host, whatever you want to call it. But
I'm running the show.
Not quite. But no, you're good to have. You're fun. You're willing to drink all the beers, talk about them, and you are open to. So in the next 6 months, what direction do you want to see? Do you want to see the four beers, four boys?
Yeah.
Do you want to? Because like I, you know, newsflash, went and saw a new house today. This house had a room that would have been a podcast. It was four bed with a large office. Or so this would have had.
Where'd that go?
What?
Where'd the office go?
The office would be the podcast studio.
Oh, if you got a new house, you're saying?
No, I went and saw a new house today.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. After work.
Gotcha.
It was four bedrooms and had an office. So it was technically five bedrooms.
Yeah, make that studio.
A podcast studio. Yeah. Basically a circle table. Mm-hmm. So these could be mounted. And then
I bring my mic too, I guess, if we wouldn't be able to.
Three more mics in there. But
oh, yeah. You know what I mean.
We're not there yet. When you have a podcast studio, it'll be a permanent setup. It's different.
Yeah, we need to. Yeah.
This is the best thing that I can
We'll need more production value.
Yeah.
Which can be accomplished through viewers like you.
Like you. But go on. Keep going with the next 6 months.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of hard thinking about the future because right now the only thing I'm really thinking about is just being in the moment and enjoying each episode as they come.
That's the number one thing.
Gotcha. And that's, you know, I'm enjoying it as it is. I think just right now, I just want to be the best version of myself for our listeners out there. And for those of you who have been listening consistently since I have rejoined, very much appreciate y'all. We're hoping we can give you guys something that you guys enjoy listening to every
entertainment.
Week. And, you know, we just, we love all of you who are here and we want more people to join the party.
Right on. I like that. Actually, I like join the party. What about listen to the party? I like that too. I'm always taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the party. All right. Awesome. So you say you want to write more, announce more. What is one quote that you'd like to see change?
I don't really know, because I mean, you know, it's a podcast.
Yeah.
So we have it relies on our own personalities, and
I'm the best in the biz. I'm the best in Pleasant Prairie.
I think you need to work on the one thing being more humble. on that, no. I think we're doing. Yeah, I think the one thing we want to change is maybe our approach in other medias to try to get more people in. You know, I think that's what we'll need to do.
Anything else?
I don't think so, because I mean, like, you know, I always said when I listen, the core concept is always good. Each topic, a new beer, all that kind of stuff. So, and thinking of ways to improve, we just have to. Well, and to be fair, folks, like, I don't care that much about the people listening at home, but you know, it'd be cool to watch something grow into something more. We're not doing this for the money and the fame. We're just two guys who come here on a Monday night to try to move on past the struggles of a Monday. You know, you have a rough day at work.
I think that's one of the funnest things that we do. Yeah. It's Monday.
We try to.
Because who else? I mean, I look forward to Mondays because of this.
Exactly. And like for me, I've got something tomorrow night and the week's already half done.
Yep.
It's a great way to spend a night. And that's really the whole key of it. But. I do want, you know, of course, I would love to be part of something that we can really, that Tommy and I here can grow together and you all be there watching us. We're still pretty, you know, even though Tommy's done this for a while, we're still pretty new at this.
We took basically a COVID hiatus.
Yeah.
Me and Jordan got here, moved to the house, but we both got busy with work.
100%.
I mean, we were gone for a while. I mean, we did 40 episodes. You were there for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just going to be. Well, you know, and again, it's not about, we're doing this for the fun of it.
But we would like to bring more people into the party.
Yeah.
We want more people to listen to the party.
Exactly.
I like that. Listen to the party. All right, Avery, next. Unless you have anything else you want to add.
No, that's about it. On that.
What is your favorite thing about me? I have that written down. I'm not joking. I need to know what is your favorite thing about me.
You have a lot of energy, Tommy.
Yeah, I know.
I'll say that. That's probably the thing there. You know, it's always good to be around you.
And on the show, it's a good way, I think, for us to creatively bounce off each other, like we did, you know, before there was a microphone in between us. But yeah, I think it's just been fun. You're just fun.
Nice, good to know. And now I'm going to make you. I'm not going to make you do anything. I'm going to urge you to make a definitive statement. What should we drink next week? Anything you've seen? Anything you wanted to try? I like to do combo packs. So if you don't like the first one, you have to drink four of them.
Right, right. No, I understand the variety. I haven't seen anything. I haven't been in liquor stores as often as I used to be. There was a place down in Whitewater. I don't know if you frequented it as much as I was.
Probably was there more
than that. Yeah, maybe. Little store called Acorns.
Do you remember Adam Nelson?
Maybe. I would have to see his face.
He worked there. On Sundays, I would like hang out there with him.
Oh, we were there every day.
Yeah.
Every day. Take shots with the
employees.
People behind the counter. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I haven't gotten to see all the new kind of stuff just yet. I think also I'm becoming, unfortunately, older, so I'm like... The less like new sugary seltzer comes out, I'm like,
I looked through them today. I didn't see any. I don't want seltzers.
Right. So until we move move away from the namesake and go into like spirits or something like that, and maybe that's just
I think four beers, no fears, just rhymes. I think we've been drinking seltzers forever.
Oh, for sure. No, 100%.
We've
had more seltzers than beers. Yeah.
It's got to have the can or bottle crack. Yeah.
Or even maybe, what about a cork pull every time?
I don't think you're going to be driving home after the podcast, my friend.
No, it'd be a Sunday fun day for sure. That's something we probably want to do too. And you and I have talked off mic about what ideas we want to bring, and they're more grand and they're bigger. But if we're able to do more, I guess, big stuff, it really comes on to, do we have the people list? I mean, I think it'd be a good way to burn.
I think the four beers, four bars, four boys. That'll be a fun thing. Take us off.
That could be a fun thing.
Now it's going to be whatever Hot Rod's buying, GoPros, all that stuff. But that would be crazy.
That'd be fun.
Like, not only would our crowd listen to it, the town that hangs out of those bars would want to listen to it. What are you looking at over there?
Me?
Yeah.
Maybe eye contact. I'm just not good with eye contact.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I thought I was
Right now, I guess I'm just kind of bouncing over like a bunch of, like, I'm looking at the sign, I'm looking at the clock or the hotel.
I got my new sign over there.
Yeah. And I mean I've also learned too, if I'm looking more so at the mic or something, my voice goes more towards it.
That is true.
More so than like talking to you, Tommy, because now I'm away from the mic and the people can't hear me.
I think there's a lot of direction we can go with this. I think
Sam
and Chris are a good part of the team.
We're going to a lot of different areas for sure.
For sure, and seven beers ago.
For sure, no horrors.
I do think we're going to be doing a run of 20 shirts.
Limited run merch. Get your hands on it.
And I think it's going to be... They're going to just be, because I like my colors because I can't see my colors, but they're going to be black and white shirts.
Mm.
On the front is the logo on a pocket. Maybe do Carhartt shirts. And now what you said, join the party. I changed a little bit to listen to the party, but that's just on the back. Listen to the party. Mm.
Right.
So it kind of is.
Yeah.
Well, I like your hot takes. As always, guys, thanks for tuning in. This has been Four Beers, No Fears, episode 51.
And if we haven't shilled you enough, hop on board to the Instagram. Leave us a review on Spotify or wherever you listen. We really appreciate you guys. Again, I hope that hasn't gone unnoticed. And
listen, I'm going to throw some money on the table here. Other than Chris or Sam, because they will be the ones to do this, if you go on to Spotify... Leave a 5-star review or Apple Podcasts. If you go on either of them, say, this is the best darn tootin' podcast I've ever listened to.
You can swear.
With 5 stars, I will send you $51 for the 51st episode. It can't be you either. Don't even think about it.
A kiss on the lips
from
me.
Oh, that's fine. So that's the deal. Leave us a 5-star anyone. Say, this is the best darn tootin' podcast I've ever listened to. You get a $51 and a kiss from Avery.
That only comes from hot people if they do it. If you're hot and do it, yeah.
But anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week. Same time, same dirty place. Take care.
And cheers.